time for the KSL in-depth. March is about to roar in like a lion. We have a high wind advisory for late tomorrow night, ushering in a cold front and a blast of winter weather. Rocky Mountain Power says they're ready. Spokesman Jonah Whitesides is joining me live now. So what do you do to gear up when you know there's a storm coming like this a day or so beforehand? A
couple of things we're doing. We have additional crews that we are pulling from areas that will not be affected by the storm to put them in the field and to also stage them so that when we do have any outages, we can respond quickly and get our customers' power back on.
You know, when the wind is going to be blowing it, well, how fast? We've been hearing about 50, 60 miles an hour during this storm. What are you hearing?
That's also what our meteorologists have looked at, and that's why, you know, we have a little bit of concern for some of our infrastructure in those areas.
I'm guessing there isn't much you can do to prevent power lines from blowing over. It's what you do afterwards that matters, right?
It does. I mean, there is some hardening that we tend to do kind of off-season, and when I say off-season, outside of winter and fire season. But really, it is knowing that we can't overtake Mother Nature, so we do our best to make sure we have the crews, the resources, and that we're just ready to respond quickly.
Okay, from what I understand, this is going to roll in Friday night. The cold front is going to just snap things down into their 30s. Rain's going to change to snow on Saturday. What do I do if it's cold outside, my lights go out, my thermostat won't work? Do I call Rocky Mountain Power? What's the best move?
Yes, absolutely. We do want customers to call us, and they can actually do that through a text if they prefer that as well, but we want to know where the outages are, even though our system will tell us specifically like a neighborhood or a certain portion of the grid. But by getting down to that individual level, we have a better idea of where that's at. And it just helps us to respond quicker. And I would just say, as far as your own home, you know, keep the windows closed, make sure those doors are shut. Hopefully, if you do experience an outage, we can get out there quickly and fix it relatively in a short amount of time.
I really want to drill down on this. Do you prefer that people call you or text you?
They are both in real time. So they're both being attended to by customer service reps, whether that is the text or the phone call. It really is a preference.
So right now, the job is to just schedule a lot of people to be on duty and wait.
Yep, that is one of the other things. We do have additional customer service reps who are scheduled to work over the weekend.
Well, I hope you're able to keep the lights on. Thanks so much for joining us, spokesman Jonah Whitesides from Rocky Mountain Power.